Episode 19. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner, and will be your host today. One of the biggest differences between C++ and C# is in how object lifetimes are managed. I was going to have a generic topic on destructors, just like constructors, but there are just too many differences. So today, we're going to look at C++ destructors. The first thing to understand is, what does it mean to destruct an object, and why is this necessary? If all you had to work with are just a bunch of ints, chars, bools, etc. sitting on the stack, then you wouldn't need to worry about object lifetimes or destructors. This is because all the local variables get cleaned up when the stack pointer is adjusted back to its position before a method was called. Sometimes, this is not enough. Let's say you open a data file on your computer and have a local variable that keeps a handle to the open file. A handle is just some value in memory that the operating system uses to identify which file is open. The operating system will keep this file open until you close it or until your application exits. This means that when you're done with the file, you should close it. If you don't, then the operating system will think you still need it, and this could cause problems later. Just letting the handle memory be reclaimed won't actually close the file. You have to take this step yourself. Think of it like this. You're at home when the phone rings. You answer the phone and start talking. At some point, you're done talking and you hang up the phone. But what if you don't hang up the phone? The call will end soon after the other person hangs up, but your phone line will stay open and other calls will get a busy signal. Answering the phone is just like opening a file, and hanging up is just like closing a file when you're done. If you just stop talking and put the phone on the table, then that's almost exactly what happens when you stop using a file and let the file handle be reclaimed without closing it. You need to sometimes take action to clean things up. This could mean calling other methods to close handles or freeing memory. We haven't talked about memory allocation yet beyond just what you get with the stack. Now seems like a good time. Sometimes you need a lot of memory, either a big chunk for a single purpose or many smaller chunks that all need to be next to one another. The stack is a poor place to rely on large chunks of memory. You can get much more memory by asking the operating system for whatever you need. Of course, the operating system has to have the memory you're asking for available, or it can't fulfill your request. Let's say you ask for 1 million bytes of memory. With modern computers, you'll probably get it. But here's the thing. You might have a lot of memory, but it's not unlimited. When you're done with that 1 million bytes, you need to return the memory to the operating system, which will then add it back to the available pool of memory. You need to take action to free the memory. Just letting your variable that tracks your 1 million bytes be reclaimed will only cause your program to forget all about the 1 million bytes. But the operating system won't forget. It will keep that memory dedicated to your program even if your program has completely forgotten about it. This is called a memory leak. When your program ends, any memory that was leaked will be made available again. That's the only time that the operating system can take the memory back. It's almost like the operating system forecloses on the memory. Just like in real life, foreclosures are bad for everybody. What's all this have to do with destructors? A destructor is a method with a special purpose. It gives you the opportunity to do whatever cleanup actions you need. Only you know what you need to do here. If you've opened files, then make sure they're closed. If you've allocated memory, then make sure it gets freed. If you've written some data to a database, then make sure your changes get committed and the database gets closed. The really nice part about all this, at least for C++, is that you don't have to actually call your destructor. You just write your destructor to do whatever it needs to do and let it be called by the compiler at the right time. There's an exception to this rule about calling your destructor, but it's extremely rare. Only classes and structs can have a destructor, and they can each have just a single destructor. That's all you need. The problem, though, is that a file handle is not a class and has no destructor, and a pointer to that 1 million bytes is also just a pointer and has no destructor. You get around this by saving the file handle or saving the memory pointer to a data member in a class. Then you create a destructor for the class that checks if the data member contains anything that needs extra cleanup action. If so, the destructor method does the cleanup. The only other thing to know at this point is when your destructors get called. There's actually a bit more to learn about destructors, but we'll cover those details later. Whenever an instance of a class goes out of scope, you can count on the destructor being called. If you have multiple instances all going out of scope at the same time, well, there's a rule for that too. In general, C++ likes to destruct things in the reverse order that they were constructed. For a real-life example, even if it is a bit made up, imagine you construct an office building and then construct a very expensive piece of equipment on the second floor. Sometime later, you need to tear everything down. Would you tear the building down first? Or would you remove the valuable equipment first? It really helps if you remove the equipment first while the building is still standing. C++ just follows the same philosophy. The last object to be created will be the first object to have its destructor called. And this goes to one of the biggest differences between C++ and C#. You see, with C#, you have no idea when your objects will be destructed, or even if they are ever destructed. That's such a huge difference that we'll need a whole episode just for C-sharp destructors. C++ sometimes gets a bad reputation for leaking memory, and if you're working with raw pointers to allocated memory, then it can indeed sometimes be difficult to properly manage your memory allocations. The solution, though, is simple. Stop using raw pointers and stop using raw handles. The C++ standard library has excellent support for smart pointers. And it's not that hard to write your own smart pointer. I'll create a future episode dedicated to smart pointers and walk you through the code needed to write your own. This will be similar to the word guess game that I explained in episodes 13, 14, and 15. We've got a lot more to cover before then. Stay tuned for tomorrow, where you'll learn all about destructors in C#. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.